And our smiles will beam and glow when those bad old foes we fought for years finally fall from one last blow. So don't give up on hope too soon, girl, before this day arrives. Just heave a sigh and try to dry all these teardrops from your eyes. Cause there's still time for me and you. There's still love to see us through. There's still miles of road we've yet to travel, and so much we still can do. So won't you choose, girl, to lose these blues, and remember this, my friend, that it's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over till our adversary's down for the count. It's not over till the last bell rings. It's not over till the crowd stands up to scream and shout, until the big old friendly fat lady sings. And as far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough till the end. Cause it's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not over, girl, until we win.
Whenever I stop and think about the many times we faced impossible odds, when the hopelessness and despair felt so intense that we didn't think we could hold out any longer, yet time and again we were given the grace to overcome those odds and the courage to keep fighting the fight. What it proves to me is we've got angels watching over us, girl. So if we can just keep our hope alive for a little bit longer and keep on believing in the promise that the truth will one day set us free, then there shall be a glorious future awaiting us. For I've read the end of the story, and it's not over until we win.
Yeah, now there's still time and you. Oh, there's still love to see us through. Yeah, there's still miles of road we've yet to travel, and so much we still can do. So won't you choose now to lose these blues, and remember this, my friend, that it's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over till our adversary's down for the count. It's not over till the last bell rings. It's not over till the crowd stands up to scream and shout, until the big old smiling fat lady sings. And as far as I know, we got a ways yet to go, so we might as well hang tough till the end. Cause it's not over, girl, until we win. No, it's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over, girl, until we win. Yeah, it's not over, girl, until we win. It's not over, child, until we win. It's not over.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to By Yahweh's Design. I'm Pastor Dan, your host for this live radio broadcast. Today is July 17th, year 2016, and we've entitled today's program, False Gods. Before we begin, we do dedicate this program to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this program to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen across the ocean, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Speaking of the true Israelites, let me interject a little something here. I watch a lot of YouTubes and other truther information, trying to dig out what's going on today so that I can present it to you. But I noticed one lady had presented this argument about some of the false flags that are being done today, and it was a pretty good one. But at the very end, her suggestion for us was that we worship Yahshua and Yahweh and the true Israelites, who are the black races of the world. And I thought, isn't it true what they always say? The devil will allow you to say an ocean of truth as long as he can float a lie on the top. So here was a, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 minute long diatribe about the false flags and different things that are being done to confuse us. And at the very end, she injects her false teaching that we need to repent, worship Yahweh, and acknowledge the true Israelites, who are the black races. Nothing could be further from the truth, and actually nothing could be further from absolute insanity and nonsense. The black races are the Israelites. Somebody needs to call in and explain to me and the rest of the audience where the black race fits any of the descriptions of ancient Israel. That would be an interesting conversation. If you wish to help us with a donation, and also I would like you to check out the new website just so you could give me your feedback, www.pastordan.net. And remember, it's .net, not .com. If you wish to send in comments, questions, or constructive criticism, use the email address bydpastordan@yahoo.com. And once again, we do thank our listeners and supporters for taking time out of their busy lives to share this time with us. Couple quick quotes, and again, I'm going to keep saying them because they're so appropriate to what's going on today. Thomas Jefferson, when injustice becomes law, resistance becomes duty. Are you awake out there, white Israelite? If you haven't figured out law and injustice have become the same, go back to sleep. Resistance then becomes duty. Thomas Paine told us that the strength and power of despotism consists wholly in the fear of resistance. Now you know why there's so much fear porn. Now you know why there's so much on the image of the beast in whatever forms it takes, and we're going to talk about that. The image of the beast, we've been lied to about what is the image of the beast. Sons of Yahweh, still an idea. I'm praying Yahweh will allow it to come into fruition. Again, the sons of Yahweh would be built upon the same as the sons of, sort of like, anyway, the sons of anarchy on that TV show, but the sons of Odin that are forming overseas to protect the white people, or at least protect the ones that want to be protected. I think some white people have a death wish. I really do. I don't know. They've cashed in their brains. When they get up in the morning, they must set their brain on the nightstand beside the bed and then take off for the day or something. I don't know. They just can't think anymore. They're ridiculous. Remember, unity is an action and not a word. And for the people in the middle of the struggle, and sometimes it does get frustrating, I admit. But Mahatma Gandhi had this to say: first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight or resist you, then you win. You've heard that famous quote about what it takes to change a world is a tireless minority forever setting brush fires in the people's minds. I don't recall who is given credit for that, but it's probably been used by quite a few notable people throughout history. But basically, it's saying persistence, exactly what the Bible tells us, does it not? Be persistent. A lot of problems with the white race today can be tied to this notion of worshiping false gods. What does it mean to worship a false god? I've got some verses I'm going to read here, and we're going to get into this notion. How is it in modern terms? What does it mean when the Bible says that you're worshiping false gods? So obviously we're going to get into Exodus chapter 20 some too, but here's a few quick verses just to sort of whet the appetite. Luke 19 and 27, this is one that so many of our brain dead white people, especially if you're sitting in any of these Judeo-Christian prostitute churches, you'll never hear this one. Luke 19, 27, but those mine enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither, or bring here, and slay them before me. Luke 19. Now, if you're paying attention, Luke is in the New Testament. So even you Judeo-Christians should have read this at some point. What did you think this is saying? What does that prostitute behind the pulpit tell you it's saying? Or have you spiritualized this somehow? Even though in the Greek language it is very clear, this is literal. Bring my enemies here, those that refuse to have me as their king. Or don't you get it? You know, I wish white people would stop being this lukewarm Laodicean church, the apostate church, the lukewarm that he will vomit out of their mouth, the hypocrites that they are. I wish they would stop. Either you own the book and you read it and believe it, or you don't. There is no middle ground. You don't do like Bill Clinton did and carry it around under your arm and try to give off the impression that you are a Bible believer. That man is as satanic as you can get. And yet you simpletons fall for this stuff. Or when the Bushes get up there and God bless America and put on their facade that they really care about us, please. Or they do a few photo ops with the soldiers as if they care while they're writing their rules, regulations, executive orders, and laws that are putting our men and women in harm's way every day. Why do you think so many of them are dying over there, and even more are dying by their own hand? Haven't you ever wondered about that? Our soldiers are killing themselves more than the enemy is killing them. What are our so-called leaders, both in and out of the military, doing that causes our soldiers to take their own lives? What are we doing to them? Have you ever even thought about that? Does that enter into your pea brain at any point in your day? Don't answer that. I already know the answer to that. I've worked with you. I've walked amongst you. I don't know if a cogent thought enters your brain ever, let alone once in a while in a 24-hour period. Your mind is consumed with false gods, especially those appearing over the image of or belonging to the beast. We should stop using image of the beast. That's a poor translation. They're not going to make us fall down and worship a statue. That's what they used to teach us. Oh, they're going to create this statue of the beast, and it's going to look ugly, and it'll have the form of a man, and we're going to have to fall down. What? Take a look around you at the tribulation that we've been in for a long time. Have you seen a statue that we all bow down to? It's the images that are owned by, controlled by, presented to you by the beast. And you do worship them. These images that come across Talmud vision screens. You call it television. It's actually Talmud vision. You worship the images coming across your tablets, your iPads. coming across your laptops and your desktop computers, the movies in Hollywood. You do worship those. You believe it. I've heard you. I've heard ignoramuses talk about it. In the workplace. I heard a guy discussing something, some historical thing with another guy that was sitting next to me. And I'm just sitting there listening to this guy thinking, where did he get this information? And he's telling him about this event that happened and, you know, what the people did, and as if it was historical fact. And finally, I couldn't stand it anymore. And I stood up and I looked at him and I said, where the hell did you get that information? I said, there's not a bit of truth in what you're saying. It was a movie. Well, it was in this movie, and he named the movie. I said, please tell me that you don't think movies are for real. And he had this dumb stare on his face. He couldn't even conceive of what I was asking him. He actually believes that if it's in a movie, it's real. Now, people say, well, we don't worship the beast and the images from the beast, created by the beast. Really? Do you know what the word worship means, or to revere? Do you know what the connotations of those are? See, you believe this Judeo-Christian false teaching, and the publishers of the children's books back when I was a boy, where they show that during this period, you know, you'll be on your knees like the Muslims do, bowing down to this graven image. That's not what they were talking about. What you revere, what you worship, is what you fear. Fear. Reverence could have been interpreted fear. What do you fear on a daily basis, people? I know what you fear. Again, I've walked amongst you a long time. I know what you fear. You sure as hell don't fear the God above, Yahweh. You fear little g God government. You fear whatever that mindless dribble coming across the Talmud vision screen tells you to fear. And take a look at us today. Even in the truther movement, do they not manipulate us with all of this garbage that's coming across? Most of it produced by CIA, FBI, or other elements within our own government and other intelligence. I love that. They call them intelligence agencies. Talk about an oxymoron. Intelligent? Please. Subservient? Yes. Slaves to their Jewish masters? Yeah, that would fit. But intelligent? No. Do they gather intelligence for the benefit of our people? Nope. No to that one too. So just what the hell do? They worship, they revere their master, the Jew. And you say, well, Dan, that sounds preposterous. Really? You don't remember a few years back when Time Magazine had the three top people at the FBI? I'm pretty sure it was the FBI when Schultz was in charge. They had Schultz on the front, and then off to his side in the background was a man and a woman. The three top people at this agency, and I'm pretty sure it was the FBI, the three top people, and all three of them were Jews. Now, that was many years ago, and you think it's gotten better today? When the names you hear coming out of Washington, the District of Criminals, the names of the people promoting all of this draconian garbage that's coming at us, you don't ever notice that they're all Jews, whether they're crypto Jew name changers like George Soros. That's not his real name. Redstone, Sumner Redstone in the media world. That's not his real name. It's Rothstein. Of course, Rothstein means redstone, so maybe it's somewhat true, but he changes it so he sounds Anglo. They're crypto Jews. They try to hide. And some of them even pretend to be Christians. Some of them pretend to be Bible believers. And you people buy it. I don't necessarily blame them for what they do. It's in their DNA. Christ said, ye are of your father, the devil. And when you open your mouths and your lips are moving, you're lying because you're the father of lies. Everything about you is a lie. And when you investigate who these people are today, you'll find out everything about the Jew is a lie. They are not the chosen of our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. They don't speak Hebrew. They speak Yiddish. They're not called Israelites. They're called Israelis. Their country's not called Israel. It's called Israeli. Only in America, with our false prostitute teachers behind pulpits and a media that's about as abysmal as you can get. Talk about sycophants who fall and worship at the feet of their Jews that sign their paychecks. There's no integrity in that group of men and women at all. You see how it goes, folks? You're being bamboozled. You're being fed so much garbage today via all these different forms of media. Maybe it's time we just step back a little bit. Okay? Because a lot of it's false. Even some of the good stuff we read really is false stuff. Let's take a look at what we can see with our own eyes and hear with our own ears and know within our own bosom when Yahweh speaks to the Holy Spirit. Those things we know. And we know who the enemy is. The same one that Christ called out in John chapter 8. The same enemy that orchestrated the crucifixion of our Savior. And then bragged about it. And to this day, they brag about it. And that is the Edomite, Khazar, Zionist, Communist, Bolshevik Jew. They're behind everything. And all this racial tension. I was pleased to find out that the, quote, Day of Rage. Well, who created that whole moniker? Who created this Day of Rage? The media. And as soon as you say the mainstream media, you might as well just say the Jews. Really? Come on. Let's be factual about this. So the Jews wanted the white man and the black man to knock each other out. It didn't happen, did it? Maybe what I recommended to a black man a few years ago actually happened. He came to me in my office since we worked at the same location together. His office was at the opposite corner of the building as mine. And he came in and said he had to talk to me about something. He had this very serious look on his face. This was a few years ago, probably about 4 years ago now. And an event supposedly happened in Tampa, Florida, and we're not far from Tampa. And so he closes the door to my office and he says, I got to ask you, where's the outrage, Daniel? He goes, I know you know a lot of people and you know people in different organizations. I think he was referring to the KKK and Aryan Nations, etc. I said, I know a few people. That's true. He said, I want to know where's the white outrage. I said, white outrage about what? He said, in Tampa, at a gas station, they had hung an effigy of a black man up and set it on fire. And I just looked at him. I said, Bob, that's the first I've heard about that. And I have family that lives in Tampa and quite a few friends. So what in the hell are you talking about? So he proceeds to show me something on his smartphone, this picture that was sent to him by a friend or relative that lives in Tampa, of this effigy. And I said, Bob, how do you know that's for real? Well, it was sent to me. I said, and where did your friend get it? Well, it was in the news. I said, oh, it was in the news. I said, did he actually go by this gas station and see this effigy? Well, no. Does it even tell you what gas station? Well, no. I said, so you're in here asking me for outrage when you don't even know if this is a real story. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do, Bob. I'll get a hold of the people I know that actually live in that area, and I'll find out. Well, come to find out, it was a lie. As far as I know, and everybody that had done any checking, it was a lie. So here he's wanting me to get outraged. But the interesting part of the conversation is what followed that. After we finished that part of the discussion, he says, I know why you white people are buying all the guns and ammunition. I said, oh, really? You do, huh? He goes, yeah, we've been told. I said, oh, we have been told. Who's we? Well, you know, the black community. I said, oh, so you speak for the whole black community, do you? Well, we know. We've been told. And I said, well, who's telling you this? Well, he couldn't answer that. He said, you guys, you white people are buying all that because you plan on coming into our neighborhoods and murdering us. And I'm sure the look on my face must have conveyed the astonishment. I looked at him and I said, Bob, what kind of nonsense are you talking? He goes, well, that's what we've been told, and I believe it to be true. You guys are arming up because you plan on coming into our neighborhoods and murdering us. I said, well, let me tell you something I do know, Bob. In all the years and in all my travels amongst many, many groups of white people, and yes, I've been to KKK rallies. I've been the skinheads. I've been to different places where there are groups of skinheads there, Aryan Nations, etc. And I've talked to all of them. I said, and I also talked, obviously, I've talked to many people in identity through the years at different countries, different states, different locations. I said, in all those years, Bob, I have never heard anybody say anything so ridiculous. I said, I will agree with you that the white man is arming up because we know what's coming. So yeah, you're right. They are buying lots of guns and ammunition and other items of preparation. I said, but they're not doing it because of you and the idea that we're going to go in and murder anybody. Murder, first of all, is against our father's commandments. I said, so you can forget that. We're arming up because we know there is tyranny and treason operating within these United States, virtually operating in all of the white nations. Treason. And so being good soldiers and obeying the scriptures, we're preparing for war. It's what godly people must do when tyranny arises in their lands. So you can go back to your home and you can go back to your people and please let them know that we are being played for fools. Now remember, this was 4 years ago. We're being played for fools by the Jew. I said, Bob, you are aware that the Jews are the ones who brought you over to America. It was Jews who owned the ships and made the money. Just as today. Today, it is exactly the way it was over 200 years ago when all that was going on. They are still the world leaders in the pandering of human flesh, whether it's pornography, prostitution, the sex slave trade, or outright slavery. The Jew is at the top of the list. And they're proud of it. I said, so why don't you go back and tell your people that they need to wise up the same way I tell our people to be wise. We're being played for fools. The enemy wants us to fight each other. Because they don't have the resources. Even as rich as they are, the George Soroses and the Rothschilds and all the rest of them with their Babylonian money system. Only in their Babylonian money system are they rich. You do realize that, don't you, folks? It's not real money. They don't own any real money. The assets of a nation are her people, her industries, her farms, and her natural resources. That's where real wealth comes from. This fake banking system is just that. It's fake. But as long as simpletons will accept their Babylonian money, which is created out of thin air, has nothing backing it except your belief that it has value, as long as you accept that to do the will of the enemy, we're all in trouble. My point being, even with all of this fake money, so-called trillions of dollars, really? Trillions of dollars? On paper, they don't have what it takes to conquer us all. They don't. Because if they did, they would have already done it. No, they don't. That's why they invest so much in the fear porn and the staged events and the propaganda to get us all to fight each other while they rise to the top, while they sit at the top in their synagogues laughing at the foolish black, white, and brown man and yellow man as we fight each other while they amass riches enslaving all of mankind. That's their goal. They've stated that. I'm not making this stuff up. They've stated as much. The capital of the New World Order will be where? In Jerusalem, of course. Supported probably by Tel Aviv West, which is Washington, D.C., since they've taken that over. And after that, probably by London, since they've taken over the United Kingdom. That's run by Jews as well. And people say, oh, you're ridiculous. They don't have that much power. No, they really don't, but they do have the power over the mind, just like their father, Satan. He does everything by deception. So does a Jew. He's deceived our simpleton white people into believing that they have power and money. No, they don't. It's Babylonian money. Babel bucks. What does Revelation say is going to happen to this Babylonian fake money system? It's going to burn. In a very short period of time, it will burn to the ground, and it is the merchants of the world who are weeping and wailing. It doesn't say we the people. We the little people, the servants, the slaves to the Jew. That's how they envision us. We are their slaves, here for their bidding, just as they said very openly that our soldiers, Kissinger, the Jew Kissinger, made a statement long time ago that he considers our military men nothing more than brute, dumb animals. And you can tell by their actions, you can tell by the way they speak, and you can tell by the way they treat our soldiers. That's exactly what they think of them. Brute, dumb animals that'll do what they're told. Without question. Is that right, military guys? And you white Shabazz Goy that work for these people in the intelligence agencies? Is that what it is? Have you been suckered in that bad? You're supposed to have high IQs, and integrity and all this hogwash that the media puts out about you folks, and yet you haven't figured out you're working for Satan's kids. You haven't figured out that these people are Zionist communists, the same ones that butchered over 100 million men, women, and children in this world as they go to power in the last 100 years. You haven't figured that out yet, and you're supposed to be so intelligent. You're supposed to be protecting us. You're supposed to gather all this information in your, quote, intelligence agencies and even in the FBI, and you haven't figured that out yet? And you're paid all that money? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You really should. To go around with that haughty look as if you're something special and to accept that paycheck, and you're that damn stupid, you haven't figured out who you're working for yet? You haven't figured out it's treason? You haven't figured out that you will stand in the witness stand as well as the Jew you work for in that day? I feel sorry for you in a way. It's like Pastor Eli and Steve were talking about in the previous program. You know, we don't get paid for this. In fact, everybody I know that teaches this message lives off a shoestring budget. You guys get paid a whole lot of money. You get a whole lot of perks. Pretty much everybody in the District of Criminals lives high on the hog. Just like the people in the EU over there live a Alice in Wonderland type of existence, far above the average man, woman, and child that are in the category of peons to these Zionist-controlled lunatics. Absolutely amazing. But I would rather be here living in a very humble abode and be able to sleep at night knowing that I'm trying to do what's right, knowing that I'm going to stand in front of a righteous father one day who will judge me. I know what the church world teaches you. I was there. I attended those so-called sermons. All they are is blathering, feel-good nonsense. But you will be judged, folks. Father gives you life. That's his gift to you. What you do with it is your gift back to him. What are you going to say, you folks that work in those military and intelligence agencies? What are you going to do? Especially you Cretans at the Pentagon. Yeah, the real men have been weeded out thanks to that abomination that sits in Washington. The real men and women that have any integrity have been pretty much weeded out. So what's left is you dregs. But even you dregs, I would think, have at least a little bit of a conscience. At least you that are non-Jews. The Jews, forget about it. They don't have a conscience. Anybody that's worked around those folks over the years knows what I'm saying is true. They don't have a conscience. They truly are Satan's kids. So forget about them. I'm not trying to get them to repent. Yahweh has already told us through the prophet Obadiah what their just deserts are going to be. So, no, I don't want them to repent. They're not hypocritical. Not really. If you get past the charades and the dressing, the window dressing, you can tell a Jew and exactly what he is. They do write and brag about what they're going to do. It's just the average white person's too damn stupid to go do any research and figure it out. And they know that. Or as Bill Whittle said in his recent YouTube, and Bill Whittle did a great job, these people don't think we're stupid. They know we know that they're liars, cheats, thieves, murderers, traitors. They know we know. And that whole charade with the FBI and Hillary was just that, a charade. They know we know. They just think we're cowards. And unfortunately, they're correct. For the most part. But mostly our people are cowards because they're uninformed. They're not sure what to do. They're like Pavlov's dogs. When the good and the bad stimuli is applied at the same time, they just freeze in terror. They don't know what to do. It's because they have not come to the true God, the true Yahweh, the Father of us all. When you come to Him, you're given the Holy Spirit. You become a new creature. That's why it says, even though this deception would be so great at the end of the age that even the elect would be deceived if it were possible. It's not possible. We see through their lies and their BS. You could too. There's no trick to it. You don't need to be down at the offices of the CIA or FBI or NSA to figure this out. They're all run by a bunch of damn Jews anyway. One day they will be put on trial for their criminality. I'm praying for that day to be soon. I want to see him wiggle and squirm in that witness chair. Just like the poor Germans and other people did at Nuremberg, where the Jews carried that kangaroo court to fruition, where they tortured confessions out of those men because most of what they are being accused of never happened. Oh, you simpletons think that that stuff was true? Please. Anytime you get a group of Jews together, you're not going to get the truth. They're just like their father, Satan. Their lips are moving, they're lying. But our people worship the false gods, and one of the false gods are the Jews. Look how many people think that they're God's chosen. I've even heard that there was a preacher, I think Pastor Eli was talking about it. This John Hagee even said the Jews don't need Christ. And you, let me be quite frank. You assholes sit and listen to a complete moron like that. And you even send him money? And you even send, even though they own all the banks, we give the Israelis all kinds of money, and you send them even more money because of simple lying pieces of dirt like John Hagee. The only good thing that comes out of that is the fact that he will burn for his blasphemy. In the day, he will burn. And he's one of them people that when the time comes and we hunt them down for their apostasy and for the lying to the sheep and leading them to the slaughter, their own parents are going to join us to find them and bring them to justice. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 5 verse 29 says this, but Peter and the apostles answered, "We must obey God Elohim Yahweh rather than men." That's in the book of Acts. Last time I checked, that's still in the New Testament, so even you Judeo-Christians should have read this at some point. But the last time I'm checking, you're not obeying the Heavenly Father in anything. If we have time here, we're going to go down through the Ten Commandments. I want to know which ones you're obeying, because last time I checked, you're not obeying much of anything within those commandments. You people can't even get the 10 simple ones right, let alone the rest of the book. Of course, you've got a liar behind a pulpit up there telling you that the Old Testament's been done away with, the law's been done away with. Really? You know that old saying, you can ignore the truth, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring the truth. And you simpletons in the Judeo-Christian world, you're going to learn what that means real fast. The consequences of your ignorance, the consequences of your listening to that prostitute with a seminary degree, that ought to be your first clue to get the hell out of that building. It's not a church. Besides, church comes from an ancient word that means circle, pagan worship. Christ and his disciples didn't meet in any buildings called churches. And when the Bible talks about the saints, it's talking about the ecclesia, the called out people. Has nothing to do with an organized religion. Has nothing to do with a whitewashed sepulcher you call the building a church. It's a whitewashed sepulcher full of dead men's bones. That's a biblical way of saying you got a pretty building, but on the inside, the spiritual condition of the people sitting inside is dead. Spiritually dead. You don't stand for anything. You don't do a damn thing. You go to church every Sunday and you sit there and you listen to that piece of garbage up at the front of the building and he's telling you a canned sermon and you sit there and you nod and you smile and you throw a few shekels in the plate when it comes around, and you think you're doing service to the Almighty. You people are pathetic. And don't tell me I'm not telling the truth. I've been there. I sat there with you every Sunday because I was one of you. Even though as a teenager, in my mind, many times I was questioning, why did he say that? Why does the book say thou shalt not kill when God commands his people to kill many times? We're supposed to kill criminals, people that rape and murder. We're supposed to kill them. Our enemies that attack us, we're supposed to kill them. Those that commit treason, we're supposed to hang them. So why would it say that? So even as a teenager, I would sit there going, something just isn't right. And that's why as I became a young man, I went from church to church. I went from Methodist to Baptist to Lutheran to Presbyterian to Assemblies of God to Conservative Baptist, Southern Baptist, Reformed Baptist. I even looked into the Mormons for a little bit. I went to some of the Lutheran services. I went to some of the Catholic services. Every one of them, it was like, this, where is my father in this? This is ritualism. You people are into ritualism, another false god. You believe your ritualism makes you special. You think it makes you pious and godly, when you are actually the workers of iniquity, right alongside your masters, the Jews. You do the work of the Jew. You become twice the child of hell that he or she is. Can you believe that? You people, people of my own race, you become twice the child of hell. Twice as bad as the Jew. That's hard to even imagine. When you read Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's book, The Synagogue of Satan, and you look at all of the things these people have done, the murder, the rape, the torture, it's almost unbelievable. And yet you are twice the children of hell because you remain in your ignorance, believing you serve the living God when all you serve is yourself and that lying prostitute at the front of the building. Peter said we must obey our Heavenly Father rather than men, and you people don't obey even common sense. You worship men called Jews. You worship government called bureaucrats. And allow them to tell you to do things that in your heart you know aren't true, aren't right, which cost dearly your what supposed to be loved ones, your children, your wives. You allow that to go on, knowing it's detrimental to all of us, but you let it go on. Disgusting. Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust Yahweh with all your heart. Do you, folks? You'd better be trusting him today. And lean not on your own understanding. That's where we are today. Trust Yahweh with all your heart. Step back from the fear porn. Step back even from all that truth or stuff. Because after a while, some of it's repetitious. Some of it's propaganda as well, even if it sounds good. Trust in Yahweh above all things. And remember, in Luke chapter 12, it tells us, for there is nothing covered that will not be revealed. Look at the stuff being revealed today. A lot of you truthers know what I'm talking about. And there's a few of those things being revealed that's a touchy subject with some folks. Well, get over it. They've lied about almost everything, people. The sooner you get used to that, the sooner you'll be able to recover. For there is nothing covered that will not be revealed, neither anything secret that will not be known. You see, the Jews have gotten away with what they've done for so long because they've remained in secrecy. Praise Yahweh for things like the internet. I'm sure that's a real thorn in their side, because now we're not relying on the bought off and paid for prostitutes in the mainstream media. Those whores couldn't tell the truth if you put a gun to their head. They'd have to run into the office of the Jew and make sure it was okay they said something before they actually did, because the truth isn't in them. They don't have any integrity. They're just talking heads, even Fox News. Come on, guys. Really? Are you kidding me? All the news that's fit to print or talk about, you guys represent it? Yeah, but the fact that you're owned by Rupert Murdoch, the Jew, has nothing to do with it, right? You're going to tell the truth. Even the term Fox, Fox News, Fox is a name they take quite frequently. Come on. You know what would change this world in a hurry? Besides the white race waking the hell up, realizing who they are, and who they're supposed to be worshiping and obeying instead of these megalomaniacs out here. Another thing that would be an absolute phenomenal thing to see is journalists actually doing journalistic work, or news reporters who actually report the truth instead of going to these staged events and acting as if people are really being hurt and the police are there to pick up bodies and medical and ambulances, et cetera, there for real victims. Hell, you guys forget even to bring the ambulances sometimes. There's supposed to be all these bodies laying around, but you don't see any ambulances. I don't know who you guys are hiring to perform these staged events, but man, they are amateurs. I'm talking about real amateurs. Maybe you should go see the Jews of Hollywood. They know how to make realistic movies. They've been doing it for years. They've got the white people thinking damn movies are for real. That's how realistic they are. White people walk around thinking a movie's real instead of reading a real history book or studying something. Or, hey, here's a novelty for you. How about go interview somebody that actually lives where something happened, who actually saw it, like Germans that lived in Germany when Hitler and the National Socialists were in power. Talk to people like I have that actually lived there. No, that's too much work. You'd rather believe that the Jew-run television or Talmud vision and the Jew-run Hollywood movies, you would rather think the Jews are telling you the truth. Let's see. The Jews. Christ said they're liars. If their lips are moving, they're lying. But they're going to be telling me the truth over the news and over the media. How about not? Jeremiah 51, verse 20, thou art my battle axe and weapons of war, for with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. Remember that verse when we get into Micah chapter 4. In Exodus chapter 20, we have what is called the Ten Commandments. These are not the only commandments. Elohim God spoke all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, your Elohim God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Ye shall have no other gods before me. You know, people gloss over that. They really do. The Judeo-Christian world, the white man, he glosses right over that verse. It's probably one of the most significant verses in the whole thing. Gods are the things that you fear, you reverence, and you give your homage and your money to, your obedience to. That is your God. Do you understand, people? Come on, shake your heads. Get those bolts and nuts rattling in there. Hopefully it'll still function at least a little bit. You haven't put enough MSG in there, or the GMO food. You haven't put enough in there that it just completely shuts down. Some of you it has. Some of you white people will never wake up. I understand that. You are just so full of drugs, fake Franken food, medicines, which are drugs, etc. You're just hopeless. And Yahweh's going to weed you out. That's the good news. So we won't have to deal with you too much longer. That's, oh, God, thank you. Thank you. I'm so sick of seeing these brain-dead, liberal, communist-loving pieces of garbage that walk around and actually have the idea that they somehow represent me or they belong in my race? No, 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 no. My race goes back time immemorial as believers and followers of the living God, who act accordingly, who live accordingly, who set higher ideals than that. You people, you worship almost anything put before you, any idol, any false god, whether it's liquor, sex, drugs, TV, sports, entertainment, you name it. That's what you give your allegiance to. You give your fear to government. What is government, by the way? Well, it's a bunch of people, just like us. Quite capable of error, mistakes, misjudgment, criminality, bestiality, homosexuality. Yep, just a bunch of people that get together and call themselves government. Made up of fallible men and women, and yet you treat them as if they're a god. And yet right there it says, you shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourselves an idol or any image of anything that is in the heavens above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow yourself down to them, nor serve them, for I, Yahweh, your Elohim God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and on the fourth generation of those who hate me. All you race mixers out there, are you paying attention? All you simpletons out there that think jumping into the sack with another race is a cool thing, are you paying attention? You despicable individuals? Huh? Are you paying attention? The iniquity of the fathers, you could say mothers right in there too, on the children to the third and the fourth generation of those who hate me. Did you ever realize that when you jump into the sack with that other race, you're showing contempt for Yahweh? Does it ever enter your mind? And showing loving kindness to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. There's lots of people who walk around saying, oh, I love Yahweh. Really? But you don't even know the commandments, so how could you be keeping them? You've allowed that prostitute at the pulpit to tell you that they don't exist. All you got to worry about is these 10, and you don't even follow these 10, which I will show you here very soon. You don't follow the 10, let alone the hundreds of others that talk about everything within our lives, our families, our how we conduct war, how we grow our crops, our money. Everything is covered by his commandments. Now, I do want to make one thing very, very clear. When our father was talking about this, covering the race mixing part, the primary thing that race mixing was prohibited for is in the creation of children. Creating half-breed children. That is your greatest abomination. You shall not take the name of Yahweh, your Elohim God, in vain, for Yahweh will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. To me, part of that is when you claim to love Father Yahweh, but you don't obey his commandments. Or if you swear by his name when you're lying. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. I just had a conversation with a young man about that. He was asking me, is it Saturday or Sunday? I said, well, I got news for you. It's neither. What? What do you mean? What do you mean? I said, it's not Saturday and it's not Sunday. It's the seventh day of the month. It depends when the Hebrew calendar starts. And that has to do with the spring equinox. So you got to reset your calendar. I said, and last time I checked, I know of no group of Israelites living by Yahweh's calendar. No group of Israelites coming together as a nation and their national calendar. No white nation has made Yahweh's calendar their calendar. We're living off of pagan calendars. So you don't really know what day the Sabbath is. It sure as hell is not a day of the week, because our ancestors did not name the days of the week. The pagan Romans did that. So they didn't sanctify a day of the week, like a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Saturday, or a Sunday. Get over it. They didn't do it. The principle that's being spoken of here is that one day in seven, your body must rest. It's as simple as that, folks. Your body needs one day in seven to rest from your labor. What you do to make a living. Can you get that concept in your head? Sabbath means rest. It even says here at verse 9, you shall labor 6 days and do all your work, but on the seventh is your rest to Yahweh, your Elohim God, your creator. It's talking about what you do for a living. It's not saying you can't go out and wash your car. It's not saying you can't go next door and help your neighbor rebuild his barn. What the hell's wrong with you people? That's the Jew kind of thinking. They pervert everything they touch, even when they try to pretend they're us. They can't get it right. They have to put too much Jewishness into it. Hypocrites that they are. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which Yahweh your Elohim God gives you. Honor your father and mother. I would add to that, mothers and fathers, if you want to be honored, then you should be honorable. You should be respectful. You should be righteous. Teaching your children the ways of Yahweh instead of the ways of man. That's the mother and father that should be honored. In my humble opinion. 13, you shall not commit murder. Now, is that all killing? Is all killing considered murder? Just asking, is it? You know, in some of your Bible translations, it says, thou shalt not kill. Really? Is that what the book is saying? What's the difference between killing and murder? Murder is the shedding of innocent blood. Innocent blood. Now, who decides what is innocent? Yahweh's law. Yahweh's law. It's really quite simple. I'm checking here to see if I had any questions, and I don't see any. So when you have to take the life of an enemy, or you execute a criminal, or somebody breaks into your house to do your family harm, they've given up their rights. They are no longer innocent. Trespassing is a crime. I remember as a boy being told by my father, we lived out in the country on a 70-acre farm, and all of our neighbors generally had anywhere from 50 to 100 acres. And there were fence lines. We had a fence line along our property to keep our cattle in and stuff, and to mark boundaries. And I remember my father telling me, do not cross the creek and go into that field. And I said, why? He goes, because that's our neighbor's. And he has that land posted. I said, what do you mean by posted? He says, don't you see that red sign? It says, no trespassing. I said, oh. He said, now if you go over into his land and he catches you over there, he can shoot you. Because the assumption from biblical days is that if you're going to sneak onto my land without my permission, you're up to no good. You have no right on my land without my permission. Isn't that a very simple biblical concept? And to think of it today, how much better would this world be if we could just learn to live according to his commandments, his rules, his regulations, because they're very commonsensical and they bring about a orderly and peaceful society, unlike the chaos we see today. It's because we're not obeying him. Very simple. We're following false gods, and there's a lot of them. 14, you shall not commit adultery. That's a lie. That's a lie. That's not what that verse says. The English here completely misses it. You shall not mongrelize. That's what it said in the Greek Septuagint. You shall not mongrelize. Do you know what mongrelization is? It's admixture, the same thing that the word Babylon comes from. Mixing the things that don't belong together. White doesn't belong with brown, black, or yellow. White belongs with white. Black belongs with black. Brown belongs with brown. Yellow belongs with yellow. Period. End of story. Oh, maybe not. Thou shalt not mongrelize. Here we're putting the emphasis on our children, but he was also talking about our animals. How many people out here running around with pride on their faces when they talk about their little Fido over here, who's a mix between a Cocker Spaniel and a Wiener Dog, or a German Shepherd and a Collie? You've mongrelized the genesis of that dog. And you have tried to play God. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you go out in the woods with a pack of dogs, you don't see them jumping each other. Now people say, well, no, in my neighborhood I've seen that. That's only because man gets involved and they take the dogs out of their natural environment and they put them in your homes. And so when the dogs go in heat, obviously the male dog isn't going to care. But when he's in nature where he has a choice, they stick to their own kind. The animal kingdom isn't as stupid as humans are. And as ridiculous as humans are. Kind after kind. Don't mongrelize your children. Don't mongrelize your animals. Don't mongrelize your plants. The hybridization of vegetables and fruits is also forbidden. Nobody ever talks about that. That's why the commandment didn't say, just don't mongrelize your children. Don't commit adultery or mongrelization of your children. That's not what it said. It just said, don't mongrelize. Don't mix. Hybridization is a sin. And we do it all the time. And people brag about it. I had farmers and ranchers up in Michigan when I'd go to the meetings up there, and they would talk about the different cattle that they're breeding on the ranch. And I said, you know, you guys are violating God's law. Oh, no, no, no. We're trying to make a better breed. I said, really? So you assholes think you're smarter than the bull out there in the pasture field? I said, what are you talking about? I said, that bull out there has more sense than you do. Just with his nose, he can tell if a heifer is sick, if a heifer is in heat, if a heifer is old enough. He can sense all of that. And if she's of the right stock, the bull can determine that in the wild, not when you cage them up in fenced areas and mix them up. Of course things happen. But when you let them on their own, that bull in the field has more sense than you assholes with your bags full of artificial insemination and all this other garbage so that you can play God. He just looked at me. He said, I never thought of it that way. So I said, well, I'm here to tell you. He said, well, you know, it is kind of interesting now that you mention it. He said, we have a lot of stillbirths. That means dead calves. The mothers are producing dead calves. We have a hard time keeping the calves alive of the mixed ones. I said, no kidding. And this shocks you how? You see, we talk about the obvious things, but we don't ever want to fix the little things. And we wonder why Yahweh still hasn't blessed us. We wonder why Yahweh hasn't redeemed us. We wonder why 2 Chronicles 7:14 hasn't come to pass. Why haven't you healed our land, Father Yahweh? Father Yahweh's sitting there going, when are you going to pay attention? When are you going to do it my way? Probably one of the biggest ones that nobody wants to talk about is the patriarchal family. Oh, no. Oh, Dan, please don't talk about that. That's almost as evil as talking about the enclosed earth. Oh, my God, don't touch that. Really? Well, our Father has a purpose for it. Maybe we should give it a try. It worked for thousands of years to make us a strong, healthy, and populous people, and we're shrinking. Last time I checked, we're shrinking in numbers. Do you think maybe at some point we ought to consider doing it Yahweh's way? Do you think maybe? Or just keep doing it our way? Or keep trying to appease everybody that listens in? I got news for everybody. I don't give a damn about what other people think or whether they're going to tune in next week and listen to what I have to say. I don't give a damn. The truth is the truth. It's either Father's way or it's not. 15, you shall not steal. That's a pretty obvious one, isn't it? But did you know using somebody else's property without their permission is also stealing? A little bit like crossing into somebody's property without their permission. The point of it is, if you don't own it, somebody else does. And you had better have their permission before you use it or you enter into their property. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor, your brothers and your sisters. I wonder how many prosecutors, how many police officers, how many military men violate this one. You shall not give false testimony. I wonder if Hillary's ever read this one. Do you think? False testimony. Thou shalt not lie. We got a whole bunch of liars in this society. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Now, there's the one that covers what we call adultery. Nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Covetousness. We have a lot of false gods that we worship, don't we? And I like the fact that Steve and Eli, when they were talking, had brought up the point that Jews are not white. There's another problem we have in this society today. All through history, and I've even heard black people talk about this. Well, you know, the whites did this and the whites did that. No, Jews did that. Let's stop mixing the two. They're not the same. When Christ looked at them and said, you're responsible for all of the righteous, innocent blood that has been shed, he wasn't talking about us. Though we have been complicit in turning our cheeks and turning our eyes and looking the other way while the Jew gets away with what he does. So we got to stop doing that. Never, ever confuse the Caucasian Israelites with the Jews. They are not the same people. And I'm getting tired of my racial heritage being condemned for what Jews do. Just because the ignoramus making the statement doesn't know how to differentiate between the two. Micah chapter 4. But in the latter days it will happen that the mountain of Yahweh's temple will be established on the top of the mountains, and it will be exalted above the hills, and peoples will stream to it. Many nations will go and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh and to the house of the Elohim God of Jacob. And he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths. So you see, there's a day coming when the rest of Scripture talks about this as well. That when the mountain of Yahweh, his people, will be risen back up where they belong. But they have to go through a cleansing first, because we sure as hell don't behave like his people today. When we get the story straight, when we get it down and we start behaving the way he says, we stop putting ego in front of everything else. We stop putting our own perceptions of what should be in front of Yahweh's commandments. Then we can become the mountain of Yahweh. For the law will go out of Zion on Yahweh's word from Jerusalem, and he will judge between many peoples, and will decide concerning strong nations afar off. They will beat their plow, They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. In other words, instead of all of this money and resources being used to create ever more powerful and diabolical weapons, we're going to put it into building farms, communities, schools, etc. Things that promote prosperity and health and wellness for the people of this world, instead of how to murder and kill and destroy. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither will they learn war any more. Hallelujah, won't that be grand when we don't have to worry about that? But they will sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. Wow. Right there it tells you that Obadiah 18 has to come to pass before this can happen. Because who's making everybody afraid? Who are the fear-porn people? The Jews. Who owns the media? Who owns all the outlets? Who controls your so-called government? Your government, like their representatives representing you. They represent whoever stuffs the most money in their pockets. They represent the people holding the pictures of them in women's clothes or in bed with adolescents. That's who they owe their representation to. It sure as hell isn't you and me. They're a bunch of misfits and perverts. For the mouth of Yahweh of armies has spoken. Indeed, all the nations may walk in the name of their gods, but we will walk in the name of Yahweh our God forever and ever. In that day, says Yahweh, I will assemble that which is lame, and I will gather that which is driven away, and that which I have afflicted. And I will make that which was lame a remnant, and that which was cast off a strong nation. And Yahweh will reign over them on Mount Zion from then on, even forever. See, there's hope for us, folks. There's hope for us. Hold on just a second. So, here again, worshiping false gods. So we listed a few of them, and I want to talk about them some more. And by the way, for those folks that missed the Restoration Hour a few days ago with Pastor Eli, he was interviewing Rick Tyler, the guy that put up the billboard that said, "Let's make America white again." If you haven't listened to that interview, I would highly recommend you do it. To me, Mr. Tyler in that interview represents the awakening I believe is happening. And again, not necessarily the majority. Nothing says that we'll become the majority, but then again, Yahweh doesn't need a majority. Yahweh just needs Gideon-type men. Gideon men for his army. But anyway, Mr. Tyler was talking about the deplorable state of the believers in this world, the white people especially. The things that we've gotten into, the things that we have allowed to happen, and the fact that, yes, we are cowards. We're cowards. If we weren't, we'd be in the streets proclaiming Yahweh and Yahweh's law and taking these traitors and criminals and arresting them and putting them on trial. But we have to be cleansed first. We can't take to the streets as Yahweh's army if we are not righteous, for we will fail. And that means all of his law, people. You don't get to be a cafeteria believer. You don't get to go down through the book and choose what you're going to obey and what you will ignore. You're either all his or you're not. That's why Christ, when he walked this earth, he said, when you take a hold of that plow, the handles on that plow, and I've plowed a field with a plow like that, you don't turn back. You don't look back. You're going forward. There's two reasons for that. You should not be wanting what's behind you, the lost, the dead, as Lot's wife when she turned to look back towards Sodom and Gomorrah and was turned into a pillar of salt. She yearned for the malls, the Macy's, the stores, the grand houses, the nice cars, all the things that Satan's kids tempt you with, hoping to buy your silence and your obedience. He said, you take a hold of that plow and you go straight forward, because as you're turning around wishing to retain some of the Babylonian system, now you're plowing off course. The next thing you know, you're plowing off in a direction completely different than what you should. You have to keep your eyes forward so that you do not veer off the path. But anyway, Mr. Tyler gave an excellent interview, and I say kudos to Pastor Eli for having him as a guest and for the encouragement that it gives when you hear somebody come out of this sick society that we have and wakes up, and he is fully awake from what I heard. He's got it straight. And praise Yahweh for that. That's what we need. We need our people to wake up. But again, part of the list here of false gods that our people seem to worship and give credence to and reverence to, money. The root of all evil is the love of money. I'm so sick and tired of people with these little gag graphics and memes and things where they're showing money as if it's evil. Money is not evil, people. No different than a weapon, a rifle, a pistol, a knife, a spear. They're not inherently evil, and neither is money. It's just going to sit there. It has no conscience. It's the men and women who yield them that are evil. And the love of money, the worshiping of money, the I will do anything to get money attitude is evil. Thanks to Jewish Hollywood, sex has become a god itself. Drugs, same thing. They got our people hooked on drugs, whether they're legal or illegal. Doesn't make any difference. It's still drugs. Just because your doctor prescribes it doesn't mean it's not a drug. It is a drug. Pharmakia. And yes, I know there's some drugs that I've got friends and family that are taking pharmaceuticals. But please understand, that when we get things right, you're not going to need any pharmaceuticals. Do you hear what I'm saying? When we get it right, we're not going to need any pharmaceuticals. Television and the images that are portrayed across it. Talmud vision is what I call it. That's another of our false gods. And how do I know that? Just go into any bar or any restaurant or any building where they've got a bunch of flat screen televisions up on the wall and tell me that those don't look like sheep. Tell me it doesn't look like a bunch of brain dead white people standing there and staring at that screen like there's a tractor beam just locked onto their heads. We got to get over this white guilt that's been created by much of this Jewish propaganda. It's time to throw it into the trash heap. And if you don't get anything at all from today's message, please get this. We're talking about what these people called Jews have done. And they get away with what they're doing because of our ignorance. We've empowered them. We have put them into a position where we worship them. We've got to stop doing that. We've got to get over this white guilt, and we've got to remember that every single thing that Pastor Steve or Eli or David or Laura or Paul talk about, and the other hosts here on Eurofolk Radio, everything that we're talking about that is destroying people's lives and their bank accounts, etc., and putting our soldiers at risk, everything we're talking about, when you dig deep enough, you will find a Jew behind it. Even Ted Nugent discovered that when he dug into who's behind gun control. It's almost all Jews. The reason I'm bringing that up, it should be coming very clear in your brain at some point. The fix to the problems of this world is taking care of this Jewish issue. Now, if that's offensive to you, then you have a problem, not me. I've done my homework. Obviously, you haven't. But we talk about all the different things that need to be done. But the number one thing on our list, every one of us that really want to make this world a better place, the number one thing on our list should be the subjugation, control, roundup, and put on trial of the Jews. And I'm talking about all of them. The book of Obadiah does not differentiate between good and bad Jews. All of them. Just like Benjamin Franklin and George Washington said, and many other people who are knowledgeable in world events, these people are at the root of all of the evils that are happening to all of the people on this planet. Dear Heavenly Father Yahweh, we give you the praise, glory, and honor, and thank you for this time on the air. We pray your word will reach the ears that are meant to hear. We pray for the awakening of our people and all people, that we will no longer be subjugated to the lies and deceptions of these demonic, satanic, Zionist, communist Jews, that we will wake up that we're all being manipulated by them, and that we will focus on the real enemy, the real problem, and not each other. And hallelujah, Father, for taking this day of rage and turning it into a complete debacle. We give you the praise, glory, and honor again, Father, that you deserve. We ask your forgiveness, we ask for your guidance, and we ask for your protection from our enemies. And we do this in Yahweh's name. Hallelujah.